Good morning, everyone. So good to see you all. If you are here relatively new and not quite familiar with how we run our Sunday worship and fellowship, this is where we worship every Sunday morning. It's a beautiful sanctuary, so homey and cozy. You know, that's how I feel whenever I come to the sanctuary. And we have a fellowship time in the fellowship hall across the breezeway. We'd love to have you joining us for fellowship. And there will be coffee and tea, lunch, and a movie. So if you have time, please join us after the worship. I pray that we will all be open-minded to the voice of God speaking to us through His Word this morning, that we may all hear the message, the spiritual food that God has prepared for each and every one of us. A medical student listened intently as his teacher spoke. "I don't want you to forget," the professor said, "that you have an obligation to medical science. When you start to practice, keep a complete diary of your work, the things you read, the materials you use, the symptoms, and etc. Your observations could help medicine." The student graduated, mindful of what he learned. His first patient was a cab driver with a high fever. The newbie in medical practice told him, "You have a terrible strep infection. You could die in 2 days." The doctor made a note in his book, "Cabbie, strep, dead in 2 days." 3 days later, the cab driver was back, feeling like so energetic and healthy. Surprised, the doctor asked, "What happened to you?" "It is like this, doctor. When you told me that I would be dead in 2 days, I decided to go out with a blast. I love Chinese food. So for 2 days, I ate nothing but Chinese food. I feel sensational." The doctor made another note in his book, "Cabbie, strep, Chinese food is great." A bus driver came in to see him. He was burning hot. His throat was killing him. Checking him out, the doctor told him that he had a bad strep throat. An orgy of Chinese food was in order. The next afternoon, the doctor called to check on the patient's well-being. The patient, his wife told him, had dropped dead in a Chinese restaurant. The doctor wrote, "In case of strep throat, Chinese food works on cabbies, but not on the bus driver." Have you ever faced a desperate situation in which your positive attitude not only helped overcome, but also transform your situation, as it happened to the cab driver? It does not take a huge scale of success or hefty resources to deal with hardship or reconstruct life. We do not need to win Mega Million, which is now how much? 1.5 billion. But a slight change of heart, a small change in faith, can transform our life and give us the inner peace that we may have been searching for years. But remember, though, if you happen to win Mega Million, don't forget to tithe. Let me give you some illustrations of the huge impact made by an insignificant move. In a story published by American author Mary Mapes Dodge in 1865, a little Dutch boy noticed a small leak of water in the dike and knew that it could become bigger to cause the dam to collapse eventually. You know, much of the Netherlands falls below sea level, called folders, which are protected by dikes. So he put his finger into the hole and stayed all night until the following day when people found him and repaired the dike. Something like the story happened in real in February 1953 when the Netherlands had the worst flooding in recent history. The water was rising in Zuid, Holland, where the deepest folders and also the largest cities of the country with about 3 million residents were located. Those places could be a dozen feet underwater if the dike broke. At 5:30 a.m., one section of the dike did break and water began to gush in. Skipper Evergrone drove his 60-foot-long ship and closed the hole, and the gap behind the ship was quickly filled with sandbags. One person's sacrifice turned the torrent into a trickle, securing a dry condition for 3 million people. In navigation, 1 degree makes an enormous difference. 1 in 60 rule says that 1 degree error results in 1 mile off the course after 60 miles. On March 28, 1979, a sightseeing flight crashed into a mountain in Antarctica, and all of the 279 passengers on board were killed. Investigators found out that the crews were not informed of the 2-degree correction made to the plane's flight path the night before. Surveyors spend a lot of time and effort measuring and deciding angles. One little miscalculation of angle could waste so much money and time than needed. Now, look at our life and our relationship with God from the same perspective. A little action or a small change of attitude can either bring us entirely into the house of faith to enjoy the unity between us and God, or cause us to wander between God and the world. The Sinai desert seems vast, but it was not its size that caused Israel to wander in the desert for 4 decades. The travel distance from Kadesh Barnea to Jordan River was only 11 days' journey of about 250 miles, which means their daily travel distance was about 22 miles. It makes perfect sense even today. The average walks speed is about 2.5 to 4 miles an hour. 22 miles per day was easily achievable by walking 3 miles per hour for 7 hours. You know what that means? Israel stayed close to Jordan River all the time, all those 40 years, but could not go into the promised land. Why? It was all because of a little thing in their heart, a damaging attitude toward God. So we just read the letter to the church in Laodicea. Jesus said he came so close to them. He stands at the door and knocks. They could sense that Jesus was so near. They could hear his voice. All they needed to have an intimate fellowship with Jesus was a small action to walk just few steps, unlock the door, and open it. Many first-time believers resemble Laodiceans, reluctant to take those small actions to have a personal relationship with Jesus. How about us, old-timers? Maybe not you here in the sanctuary, but some out there may have this kind of a spiritual reluctance. They are not altogether in, nor altogether out. They place one foot inside the threshold of the kingdom of God, but the other foot in the world. They belong to a church, maybe, you know, today is a Laodicean church, but cannot leave the pleasure of this world behind. They are in limbo. They are caught at the borderline and do not make any progress in any direction. Jesus identified it as a lukewarm faith, neither hot nor cold. They want to enjoy good things from both worlds. The city of Laodicea offered the church folks many enjoyable things in life. The city was proud of its wealth. It was a banking center of their region. They even had a gold exchanges going on in that city. It was famous for the trade of beautiful black wool and had a renowned medical school. The wealth of the city was noted in the letter. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But spiritually, they were wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Isn't it true that we try to draw near to God more when we are in trouble, when everything seems all right and we become rich in worldly terms? We do not seek God as much as we should. Oh, my life is good. I don't need God as much. But the truth of the matter is, we need Jesus always, always, both in joy and in pain. How do we move away from this spiritual limbo? What is the cure for our borderline and lukewarm faith? A little change in our hearts and attitude could fix it. So let's watch this little video that I have prepared for you. Thank you, Dad. So it kind of illustrates one of the main point of the message. You know, a lot of times we are like at the borderline. You know, borderline means we can fall in either directions. But that also means we are so close. We are so close to God, but not quite there yet. How do we go to God and be in God securely? Because we are so close, because God is so near to us, it takes us just one little more step. Is one of our feet placed in the world? The foot in the world could walk like a little water hole in the dike and open the main route to the world eventually. You know, I heard of one detective who tried one dose of drug to disguise himself as a drug dealer. You know, he just was trying to be admitted as one of them and then take care of the issues. But that made him the drug addict, and he could never get out of the addiction. Before it becomes too late, take a simple action to put not just one, but both feet inside the threshold of God's kingdom. It all started with a change in his heart for the prodigal son to return home. An attitude change makes difference between heaven and hell. It takes only a small change in heart to be positive. And that positive attitude transforms our complaints and dissatisfaction into thanksgiving and the joy of living. A little change in our attitude to God can settle our wandering souls and give us peace. Amen.